Coming next will be Stanford coach David Shaw. We have dialed out to coach. We're on hold right now. We'll have him on here in just a minute.
Come on.
Oh, you have joined us. Okay, we'll go ahead and continue. Again, Stanford coach David Shaw joins us. The Cardinal are on the road at UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Leo Hargitay, It's Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, coach.
Hi there.
It's afternoon here in Tampa, Florida, but I wanted to ask you, coach, the Pac-12, the biggest problem, it seems, is really travel. Are there a lot of times where, because of the travel, you have to change your game plans as to when you leave and that, because you have to go maybe to Utah or Arizona, and you got to go to UCLA this week?
We've gotten used to it, and there's some days we have to leave a little bit early. You know, every other year we have a trip to Notre Dame, which takes some doing also, and I know other conferences maybe don't travel as far or as much. But it's just a scheduling thing that we get used to, and the guys communicate with their professors if they're going to miss a little miss class on Friday, et cetera, because we have to leave early. But we manage it.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. Would you be surprised if you looked out at halftime and McCaffrey was playing the trombone in the band? He does everything else for you, doesn't he?
I would be surprised. I'd probably be a little upset because we kind of need him to do some things on the field too. But he's a very versatile athlete. You know, the Paul Hornung Award a year ago, the Returner of the Year Award the year ago, the AP Player of the Year Award. And you know, with all that, he's better this year. So I'm excited for what he does, but I'm also excited for how unselfish he is and how excited he is for other guys when they make plays as well.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Coach, good morning. Just a little more on Christian McCaffrey as far as being an ultimate playmaker type and what he does. If somebody came from outer space and never heard of the guy before, how would you describe him?
You would just say he's the best at dot, 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 right?
Really?
I mean, inside running, physical, he runs bigger than he is. You see breaks tackles. He gets yards after contact as much as anybody in America. And then he's got the speed to finish long plays. So he can run toss plays, sweep plays, outside plays. Then he can catch the ball in the backfield or catch the ball as a receiver and run every single route in the route tree. So there are a lot of things that he does extremely well. And, you know, it's we try to give him those opportunities on game day.
Is it even that much more amazing because you know everybody's keying on him, and including the UCLA improved run D? I mean, how do you see that matchup this week?
I think it's going to be a battle. This is the best defense front we've played this year. I think they're markedly different with Eddie Vanderdoes back. You can tell he's a significant difference because of his size and his physical nature and his athletic ability. For a guy that big, he moves so well. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge up front. And the thing that we'll always try to do with McCaffrey is he's going to run the ball inside, he's going to run the ball outside, he's going to catch the ball in the backfield, and we're going to split him out. So we're going to give him a bunch of different ways to affect the game.
And your biggest concern with Josh Rosen, who's not really improved that much yet from his freshman year?
The biggest thing with Josh is realizing that everybody in an eligible number that's on the field is an option for him. He's got a very strong arm, quick release. He's still hard to sack. He's hard to get down because he can get the ball out of his hands. And that ball comes out, and it can go far, and it's pretty when it gets up in the air. So DBs, we have to make sure we maintain our coverage. We have to be very, very disciplined in our pass rush. And make sure that when the ball goes up, we go try to get it. But he's definitely one of, if not the best passers in America still.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ben Bulch, the Los Angeles Times.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Josh Rosen wanted to go to Stanford when he was in high school, and I believe he attended a camp up there in Palo Alto. What do you remember about him back then, and why things maybe didn't work out as far as him going there?
As far as the tools to play the position, he's got all of them. I think everybody in America saw that quick release, strong arm, very, very bright as far as the football, understanding football is concerned, engaging personality. The thing with us is that we were investigating all quarterbacks that year, and we just didn't take one at all. It wasn't just we didn't want to take Josh. It was we didn't take a quarterback. I know he had a bunch of options and a bunch of different things, and I think things worked out very, very well for him. And we had gone a couple years in a row with taking a quarterback, and we didn't take one that year, and we've taken a couple. And I think that's just a smart thing to do to manage your roster.
Thank you.
Sure.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
And we do have a follow-up from the line of Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Coach, I'm curious if how you beat USC was some kind of a statement to the rest of the conference to you guys.
No, we don't make statements. We just try to find ways to win. Our MO is pretty straightforward. We want to be balanced. We want to run the ball. We want to throw the ball with high efficiency and have some explosive capabilities. And if we get the lead in the second half, we're going to shorten the game. I mean, that's been our MO for years now.
I heard guys talking on the air the other day about how you changed so much in the last 10 years or so, the entire program over there. Can you describe exactly what that confidence and that success has done to be able to just recruit like never before?
Well, the big thing is knowing who we are and knowing what we are, and finding guys that fit that, and being able to go coast to coast. I think academically the Stanford name travels very, very well. So we have a lot of really good student-athletes that are looking for us. We're not just looking for them. So I think that's helped a lot. Having success on the field and having a high graduation rate, it appeals to the kind of guys that we're looking for. So we've been able to recruit nationally because of that. But at the same time, we still want to be a tough, physical, smart, explosive football team on the field. So we need guys that fit us socially, fit us academically, and fit us football-wise.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
And your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, David, I was just wondering, given the quarterback performance, does it surprise you that USC made a change after seeing both quarterbacks play against you guys?
I have no comment on anybody else's decisions that they make. They know their team much better than I do. I stay out of those.
Okay. And I was also wondering, after non-conference play, do you kind of take stuff out of those results, or is it just kind of too hard to compare with every Pac-12 team playing a different kind of non-conference schedule, who's up, who's down? You kind of take stock of the league's point?
It's so hard, It's so hard to tell, even – kind of coming away from our Kansas State game, it's really hard to tell how good or not good we are because of there's a lack of respect for Kansas State, whereas when you look at them, they're big and they're long, they're athletic. I think they're going to be a good team, but you never really know anything, I don't think, about the teams until everyone's played 4 or 5 games. Then I think you have a better sample size to see how good anybody is. So I think we're really early before rankings matter, whether they're in conference or national.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll do it for today, David. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend at UCLA.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.